Then Abraham said, "If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead." We have in the scriptures today a contrast between two ways of life, and the contrast is very vivid. On the one hand, we have the rich man who lives for himself. He takes care of number one and gets what it is that he wants and enjoys it fully. And that's how he spends his life, getting and using and enjoying and nothing more. And that means that he missed the whole point of his life. That wasn't what God put him there for. And none of us is given this life either, simply to do what it is we want and carry out our own designs and plans and have everything work out according to our way and what it is that we want. And then there is the other way of life, which we hear about from St. Paul. Pursue righteousness. Compete well for faith. Lay hold of eternal life. It's not a passive kind of life at all, is it? Compete well for faith. Well, we've received faith. What do you mean we're supposed to compete for it? What does that mean? That means that we have to choose to live that faith day by day. It's kind of like muscles. If you don't get them any exercise, they atrophy and they don't function anymore. Faith, if it's not put into action, it sort of disappears. It just sort of vanishes into the smoke. But we have been called to compete well for faith, to decide to live the faith that we've been given. And only in that way does it come alive and become a living and active force within us, bringing us into all that the Lord has prepared for us, which is good beyond all measure. At the end of his life, the poor man died and was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. We too, if we live the faith that we have been given, will ourselves be carried away by angels and come into the fullness of the kingdom that the Lord has prepared for us, which is something that eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the human heart to imagine, what God has prepared for those who love him. So we have a stark contrast between living as the rich man, doing whatever it is that pleases us, following our own desires and pleasures, or we have the alternative, which is competing for faith, competing for life, competing for the way that the Lord gives us, and choosing to exercise ourselves in it so that day by day it becomes truly our own. In a couple of minutes, we'll be praying the profession of faith. May it be for us a decision to follow that way of life that St. Paul lays out to Timothy.